Hey, this is the Trilzerian Show producer. If you would like to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/The Trilzerian Show and donate to help make this podcast better and to provide funding for future shows. Thank you in advance. You guys have a blessed day.
And we're live with another episode of The Trilzerian Show. So, I've got a few things that I would like to share with y'all today. I'm recording live from my bedroom. As far as the subjects that I'll be covering, I had a near-death experience that I think would be interesting for you guys that really changed my perspective and gave me some valuable insight on life. I have several books that I'm reading that I think are really interesting, and also, strangely enough, I don't really believe in chance or anything like that. I think everything is happening for a reason, but yeah, these books coincide with my near-death experience, and I think that that's super interesting, as well as the supplements that I'm taking on a regular basis that are improving brain function, bodily function, internally, externally, everything. So I think that that would be valuable, interesting stuff for you guys as well. Some of the recent purchases that I've made, some of the practices that I'm engaging in, some of the ideas and beliefs that I'm taking through life, to keep myself in a positive mind, state of mind, and hopefully you guys are able to take something away. Hopefully there's something fruitful that you guys can use throughout your day and make life a little bit better. So yeah, that's my goal here, and if you guys enjoy it, then give me a 5-star rating and subscribe to the podcast. If not, no worries. Plenty of other podcasts out there. So let's dive right into it. We'll start with the meat and potatoes. The near-death experience, I'm sure, is what caught your ear out of all the other stuff that I was talking about. And that was a pretty crazy experience. I always drive entirely too fast. So, that was something that I had always been mindless about. You know, we drive around in these steel death traps at high speeds all the time, and if you're not extremely mindful of what you're doing at all times, then you can end up in some serious shit. Can go down. Yeah, so that's basically what happened with me. I was going a little over 100 miles an hour. Yes, I know everybody's told me that there's no reason for me to be going that fast, but a young thrill seeker typically drives a little bit over the speed limit. I'm no exception to that rule. But yeah, I was going well over 100 miles an hour. I had a slick patch in the road. It was kind of like misting that day, raining, like drizzling a little bit. So I didn't expect the roads to be super slick, but I hit a slick spot and went out of control. Corrected one way, overcorrected the other way, and then I see the guardrail coming at me, you know, 100 miles an hour towards the driver's side window. So I thought, you know, this could be it, and my life kind of flashed before my eyes, you know, the whole stereotypical movie scene where you see all the things that you could be doing better. Actually really happened, you know. It was fucking crazy. There's really no other way to describe it. It was insane. So I see this coming towards me. I have a quick flash through of all the things that I could be improving upon, and you know, on impact, the steel barrier actually hit just a foot away from where if it had hit, it would have been right where I was sitting. And I don't want to think too much about what may have happened, but, you know, very serious injury, if not death, at those speeds isn't too far out of the realm of possibilities. So, you know, I'm extremely grateful to be here recording this podcast for you guys. You know, this was actually 2 days ago, so it's still kind of fresh in the memory, in the memory bank, and I'm still kind of taking in all of the lessons to be learned from it, you know. Obviously, I need to be more mindful as I'm driving, probably drive a little bit slower, but, you know, some of the things that I saw in the seconds before what could have been, you know, my last moment on Earth, I saw that there is, you know, a lot of things that I could be doing better. I could be spending less time on things like, you know, being on Facebook, watching TV, indulging in extracurricular activities that aren't making me better. I don't want to be too cryptic, but, you know, the same shit that we all do, drinking beers with friends or smoking weed and stuff like that. Maybe we don't all do that, but, I think I was indulging a little bit too much in those things. I had told myself that I had deserved it for whatever reason, you know. I do work hard, but yeah, I think that those are some of the things that I can improve upon. If you're close to me in my circle, you know, and you want to try and hold me accountable, that would be awesome. Anybody that sees me slipping, call me out, you know, and I'll do the same for you if you want me to. So, definitely won't take offense to anything like that. I want to get better. I want to be an optimal human being, and I want everyone around me to be the same. So, yeah, I don't make New Year's resolutions, because I believe time is a social construct, and I think it's silly to think that we're going to do something different just because one day we put a different number with that as opposed to the day before. I think it's all the same shit, and we'll all be doing the same shit unless we make a decision to change. So I didn't make any New Year's resolutions, but I made some near-death resolutions to chill less, to indulge in less extracurricular activities. I've been working on waking up earlier so that I can get more done throughout my day. Yeah, and never feeling like, trying to feel less complacent, you know. That's a little bit easier whenever I have however many thousands of dollars that I need to make back after totaling my own vehicle and getting a ticket and, you know, having to tow it and all that good stuff. So I've got some serious work to do. It'll be easy for me to stay motivated for a little while, but I really want to carry this attitude of hungriness forward, you know, and really try to implement that from here on out. So hopefully that'll be something valuable for you guys. It's hard to internalize, you know, that every day could be your last until something like that happens. And I know a lot worse shit happens to a lot of people. I'm extremely lucky to be here, and I walked out of the accident unscathed, which I think is nothing short of a miracle. But even that being said, it helped me internalize that every day is a blessing, and each moment could be your last. So I'm trying to really to enjoy my time with the people that I'm around, trying to make the most out of each and every day. And, you know, all of that cliche stuff that we hear all the time kind of sunk in for me for whatever reason. I'm sure people have gone through much worse stuff and had different experiences that made them internalize these same kind of ideas. But that's how it happened for me, at least. So I'm hoping that I can hold on to that and bring it on throughout the rest of my life. So that's enough talking about me almost dying. Hopefully you guys are able to take something away from that. I thought it was something interesting to share with y'all. And something that really affected my perspective. And hopefully you guys will be able to hear that in the future podcast and in this podcast, you know. I really hope to carry myself differently and, you know, seize the day, as they say. So, yeah, enough about all of that. On to some of the books that I'm reading, which, interesting enough, I had just finished the Book of Five Rings, I believe the day before my accident, which was written by Miyamoto Musashi on how to basically live your life. A lot of it comes from martial arts principles, but it can be applied in all different kinds of ways. So he really talks about not indulging in too much leisure, things like that, you know, that can make us feel complacent. I'm actually going to read some of these sort of laws, so to speak, that he puts down for us, because I think that they're super, super valuable. Very interesting stuff. Give me a moment to find them. But yeah, I had just finished this book, like, the day before, before the accident. So, this is what Miyamoto Musashi, the most famous samurai of all time, calls the way of walking alone, or the way of self-reliance. It's just a series of the rules that he used to live his own life, in which he fought over 60 fights, most of which to the death, and he won every single one of them through following this kind of strict way of living. And I don't know if it's possible to follow every single one of them. I think he was a special person. I think it would take a very, very serious degree of discipline to do so. And as Jocko Willink says, someone that I listen to a lot and look up to, discipline equals freedom. And I believe that Miyamoto would agree with that. I definitely agree with that, because I find the more that I discipline myself, the more freedom I have to do the things that I want to do. It's kind of one of those hard choices, easy life, easy choices, hard life type of things. But without further ado, here's The Way of Walking Alone by Miyamoto Musashi. Do not turn your back on the various ways of this world. Do not scheme for physical pleasure, which I think was something that I was doing, you know, indulging in getting stoned too much, having drinks with friends, and stuff like that. So that's one that I really should have been paying more attention to, and possibly wouldn't have had the crash, though I think that that was an invaluable experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. Back to the book. Do not intend to rely on anything. Consider yourself lightly. Consider the world deeply. Do not ever think in acquisitive terms. Do not regret things about your own personal life, which I think is a really big thing. I hear so many people saying, I wish I would have done this differently, or I wish I would have done that differently. But if you had, you wouldn't be the person that you are today. And I think I'm of the belief that everything happens for a reason. So for me, this one really hits home. Do not regret things about your own personal life. Deep. Good stuff, Miyamoto. Do not envy another's good or evil. Do not lament parting on any road whatsoever. I think that kind of goes back to not regretting anything about your own personal life. Don't be upset whenever you part ways with anyone or anything in your life. You're on a path for a very specific reason, and make the most of that path that you're on. I think that's huge. That really, that one is probably one of my favorites of all of his laws, so to speak. Back to the book. Do not complain or feel bitterly about yourself or others. Complaining is like poison to me, you know. I have so little patience for complaining lately. I really, 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 I don't want to say hate, but I strongly, strongly dislike hearing anyone complain really about anything. This is life, you know, guys. Like, there's nothing stopping you from changing any of these things that you would waste time complaining about. So instead of wasting the time complaining, get the fuck up and change it, you know? And I'm guilty of this as well. I'm no saint. I don't follow these laws to the T, but I have tried very hard to cut complaining out of my life, especially after reading these laws. Back to the book. Have no heart for approaching the path of love. That's one of the few of these that I have a tough time internalizing. I think that love is the most powerful thing in the universe, you know, of any force. I think that love is the most powerful. So I know he's talking more about finding love as in a wife or a husband type of thing, but I think that that's important. And I think everyone should really with all of these laws, think about it in your own context. Don't take anything at face value. So I can see where he's coming from. I see how women or, you know, men, if you're a girl or if you're a guy that likes guys, whatever, you know, it's all good. But I can see how that would distract you from the path or the way, as he calls it. But I also think that that can be a strong tool on the path. So, yeah. Anyways, back to the book. Do not have preferences. No preferences. That's interesting to me. Don't have any preferences. And that's all it says. Do not have preferences. I'm assuming just about anything. So, that's an interesting one. Back to the book. Do not harbor hopes for your own personal home. I know I'm extremely guilty of this one. I've always thought as having my own space as one of my big goals. So that's something that I need to focus less on, I would think. And kind of like I said with the complaining, you know, focus on what I'm doing to get to that goal instead of focusing on the end product. I think that's an important one. Do not have a liking for delicious food for yourself. Kind of like the do not have preferences. Very interesting one that I love delicious food. Anyone that knows me knows that, so I have a tough time with that one. But Miyamoto was a gangster, you know. He just traveled around and fought these battles to the death, most of them. And really, any type of distraction could have led to his death. So, could have led to a loss of one of these, and then we wouldn't be reading this book. Probably never would have heard of Miyamoto Musashi. He never would have been the most famous samurai of all time. So I can see, you know, this is a very thin, straight, narrow path that he's walking to attain a level in the samurai world that no one else could touch. So do not have a liking for delicious food for yourself. Do not carry antiques handed down from generation to generation. That one I can dig. There's no reason to have old crap around your house. No reason to have to travel with all that stuff. Especially if you're traveling all around Japan, fighting in these battles. Do not fast so that it affects you physically. This is one that really changed my viewpoint on fasting. I had been probably 4 or 5 months into intermittent fasting, and I had people tell me, my training partners, you don't train as well in the morning as when you do at night. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I'm not eating until 2 or 3 o'clock, so I'm not eating in those early 8 or 9 a.m. training sessions, and I'm hungry, you know, a lot of the time. So yeah, my work output was not at as high of a level. So I've experimented with eating something light before those training sessions, and I've had a much better outcome for me personally. I know a lot of people have a lot of success with the intermittent fasting and with fasting, and I think it is a valuable tool. But I think that you should really, really pay attention to how you're using it. So there's that. Back to the book. While it's different from with military equipment, do not be fond of material things. So I'm assuming that he means his sword, or swords. In Musashi's case, he invented the way of two swords. So I'm assuming that he's okay with being fond of his military equipment, but as for other material things, do not be fond of them. While on the way, do not begrudge death. I think that kind of samurai mind state is one of the biggest tools for me. Obviously, none of the competition that I'm doing, there's a very high chance of me dying. But I hear a lot of people hoping for the easy match, hoping for the easy fight. Whereas, one of the things that I've internalized, actually a long time before I read this book, I don't remember exactly where I got this philosophy, but it was something that has always stuck with me, even since I was kind of a younger kid, wrestling and all of that stuff, is I always hoped for the opponent that can beat me, you know. In the samurai way, you pray for the opponent that can kill you and give you an honorable death, which is something that I've internalized, even though I don't have as high of a chance. You know, for me, it's more, I hope and pray for that opponent that's really going to give me that fight of my life, you know, push me to the very edge so that I can find the optimal Troy Trozarian. So I really like that one. Do not begrudge death. Do not be intent on possessing valuables or a fief in old age. Respect the gods and Buddhas, but do not depend on them. Though you give up your life, do not give up your honor. Never depart from the way of the martial arts. And I think that can be applied to all different kinds of things. Never depart from whatever it is that you've committed your life to. For him, it was the way of the martial arts, but, you know, it could be anything, you know. So that is The Way of Walking Alone by Miyamoto Musashi. Deep stuff. He was such a wise person and skilled in so many different facets of life. He believed that to truly perfect one art would bring you to a level of understanding in all of the arts. So yeah, read The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, one of the most valuable pieces of literature that I've had the pleasure of reading. The other book that I'm reading is actually called Miyamoto Musashi, and it's a 1,000-page epic novel based on his exploits, all the way from when he was a young man, getting in trouble, and I'm actually at the part where he was arrested by some samurais, and actually he wasn't caught by the samurais. He was caught by a monk who tricked him, basically. But anyway, an incredible book so far. I started reading it right after the accident because for some reason it was calling my name. I was in the middle of a couple other books. I typically read 4 or 5 books at a time, which I wouldn't really advise, but for my scatterbrained self, it works out for me. I like to have my mind on lots of different things at one time, so That's kind of my process. But yeah, the book just called me and I've hardly been able to put it down. I'm actually probably going to read a couple of chapters in between finishing this and my next training session. So yeah, I really, really enjoy it so far. It's very cool to get his perspective on life from the Book of Five Rings and then get to see how his life went. But those are the books that I'm into right now. I'm also reading The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene, which is another great book. I'm reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, which really reminds me of the Book of Five Rings. I think those two men had a similar philosophy on life. As far as, like, for Marcus Aurelius, it was Stoicism. And for Miyamoto Musashi, it was the way of the samurai, or the way of the martial arts. But very similar philosophy between the two. You know, practicing suffering on a regular basis so that whenever it does come, we're prepared for it. I think that's extremely valuable for martial artists or, you know, human beings in general. Easy choice is hard life. A hard choice is easy life. So, good stuff. On to some of the purchases that I've made recently that have really, really helped me out. I invested in buying a good, like, durable watch. I bought a watch from G-Shock, which also looks really gangster. So it helps me keep time in my workouts. I don't have to be pulling out my phone constantly to check the time, because we all know if we pull the phone out to check the time, it leads to checking Facebook or Instagram or whatever else. So it led to a lot of wasted time for me, and I've saved a lot of time by just having the watch. I can check my wrist real quick and know where I'm at and where I need to go next. So good little, about under $100 investment. And it saved me a lot of time, ironically, by having the time on my wrist. So that's kind of cool. Next is my salt lamp that I have in my bedroom that's on right now in front of me, and I love it. It actually puts off negative ions, which there's positive ions all around us that can cause us to get sick. And I forget the exact science behind it, but the negative ions are supposed to help get rid of those. So, and it's just really pretty, and I like it, and it's nice. I think it's only 10 or 15 bucks, so cheap and really nice for, like, helping me sleep. I turn it on while I'm meditating. I really just leave it on all the time, so it's just really pretty and pink, and it feels good to have it on. So it's another investment that I really liked. As well as my essential oil diffuser. Now you guys are going to think that I'm a huge hipster talking about salt lamps and diffusers, but I don't really give a fuck. I almost died a couple days ago, so I can really care less what anybody thinks about anything. But yeah, that was kind of a funny tangent. But yeah, the diffuser is the bomb. It smells nice. There's a lot of health benefits to having the essential oils in the air around you. I know there's, like, workshops you can go to learn more about essential oils, or you can just YouTube it or Google it or whatever. But we still have the free internet without getting too much into all of that stuff. But yeah, good, cheap, I think $20 purchase or so. Actually, I think I got that for Christmas. Yeah, shout out, Mama. Mom hooked me up with the new diffuser. Pretty awesome. Oh, and lastly for my new purchases is the Endo board. I got my Endo board probably a couple months ago. If you don't know what that is, it's like a little balance board. It kind of looks like a surfboard with a big roller underneath it. So you just balance the board over the roller, and you can do, once you get good, I've seen, like, on YouTube people doing all kinds of tricks and stuff with it that look really cool. But for me, it's just really nice to have that balance between my weightlifting and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. It's really helped and been a good tool for me so far. So something that I really enjoyed using. I think that one was around $100, but well worth the money. Into some of the practices that I just mentioned. My meditation practice that I start my day with is probably one of the biggest tools that I use throughout my day. It doesn't really take very much, and I know meditation and mindfulness is such a big, like, trigger word these days, and it's kind of intimidating. It's like, oh, is it a spiritual thing, or is it this, or is it that? I think it can be, but for me, it's just a way to, like, calm my mind down and let my thoughts come and go, because we've all tried to control our thoughts, and we've seen where that gets us, you know, usually more scatterbrained than ever. So I use an app called Headspace that starts out free with 10 minutes for 10 days. I highly recommend anyone that's interested in that, or even if you're not, download Headspace. Do the 10 days for 10 minutes. I went on to go ahead and buy the full version. So now I train my mind every morning in mindfulness, and the benefits are unbelievable, you know. I'm so much less reactive to what's going on to me. I'm able to think more clearly. I'm more calm and composed as I go through my day. And some of that, I'm going to segue into the supplements that I'm taking and come back to the practices, but I believe some of that is from the different supplements that I'm taking, like my Hemp Connects tincture oil, my Hemp Connects chill pills, my Hemp Connects topical rub. All of those are great, and I think that the CBD oil really does help with my relaxed state, helping me find my flow state throughout the day, as well as the Onnit products that I'm taking, which I don't get paid to talk about any of these, because these are just tools that I'm using to help myself be as optimal as possible. But I'm taking the New Mood to help with depression and anxiety symptoms, which I used to be medicated for years, and I'm completely off of any type of medication and only taking my New Mood. I take two pills at night, two of the New Mood pills, which is all like earth-grown nutrients and stuff like that to feed my brain. I think the major components are L-tryptophan and 5-HTP, which are the building blocks for serotonin, and it's actually helping my brain to produce more serotonin, which is incredible. As well as I'll wake up and take two of the alpha brain pills. Some people take one, some people take four. Two is a good dose for me right now. And I really think that my cognitive awareness and my sharpness has been improved from that, as well as like my speech. I don't find myself searching for the words as much. It's kind of already there, you know, on the tip of my tongue, which can be such a frustrating thing whenever we're in conversation, or especially whenever I'm trying to record podcasts, to be like, what was that word, da da da, you know, kind of wasting time and sounding silly. But yeah, the flow of speech, the flow of thoughts, the confidence that comes with that, all of it is really, really nice. So if you're interested in any of those supplements, hit me up, or I've got a link for the Hemp Connects that's attached to the podcast. It's hempconnects.com/jiu-jitsu, which you spell Hemp Connects, HEMPCONNEX. And then jiu-jitsu is spelled JIUJITSU. So if you want to check out any of those products, use that link and check them out. Let me know what you think about them. The Onnit brand products are all on onnit.com. If you want to, you can hit me up with any questions about any of those, but I really find that those are some of the major keys to to me, being happy and healthy and, you know, reaching the highest state of awareness that I possibly can. Because to get, to accomplish as much in a day as I try to do is, you know, is difficult sometimes without these tools, you know, the meditation, the different supplements. So check those things out. Hopefully they're helpful to you. Back to the practices that I kind of left off on. Lifting weights and doing like joint mobility and stuff like that has helped my body to stay really, really healthy. And some of you may not know, but I'm a professional jiu-jitsu fighter, and that's what I do for a living. So I have to keep my body strong, and I have to keep my endurance high and all of that kind of stuff. And I really think, I really think that lifting weights and staying mobile is very conducive to that lifestyle. I work with, in my opinion, the best strength and conditioning coach that there is, Luke Tyree. He works at the Green Strength headquarters, teaching all kinds of Green Strength philosophy. We have a lot of the same ideas and beliefs about whole food and keeping the body healthy, keeping yourself moving, active recovery, things like that. And I'm learning a lot from him. So you can look him up at Green Strength IV, as in the fifth, because his name is Lucius Tyree the fifth. You can look him up at Green Strength IV on Instagram. I believe he's on Facebook as Luke Tyree the fifth, maybe Lucius Tyree the fifth. But yeah, he's always posting really, really valuable information on all of those, as far as different ways to eat clean, different mobility exercises, different strength and conditioning exercises. He's been my strength and conditioning coach for probably 4 months now, and you know, it's a night and day difference in my body mechanics and my level of awareness, and just the connectivity in my body and mind. So yeah, big shout out to Luke Tyree the fifth. He's the man. Really, really awesome strength and conditioning coach, which helps me with segue to jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is the most valuable practice of them all for me. Literally, I think jiu-jitsu saved my life. I was around 16, 17, going down a pretty negative path, very heavy into drugs and alcohol, and doing the wrong things, running with a bad crowd. And I decided to go get into jiu-jitsu and MMA and all of that stuff because of one of my friends, Josh Crosby. Shout out Josh. He actually no longer trains, which is too bad because he was extremely talented. But anyway, he got me into it around 16, 17. And, you know, I pretty much immediately fell in love with it. After fighting basically for my life every day, kind of turned the volume down on life's problems, things like that. So yeah, it was an incredible tool for me as far as life goes. I've really learned so much about myself and others through jiu-jitsu. You know, how to move my own body, how to keep myself safe in different scenarios. Once I kind of learned how to move myself effectively, I learned how to move other people effectively, then I feel like that attitude transferred to my everyday life. Everywhere that I go, I feel safe and confident. I never feel like I have to get into a physical altercation. I feel like I always have a way out, but if it did come down to it, I feel very safe with anyone, you know, in the world. And I think there's 1% of mankind that could hurt me if in a physical altercation. And I think that that would be extremely valuable. I think if everyone started to train some form of martial arts, specifically jiu-jitsu, that the world would be a much better place because of that level of respect that comes with being tested on a daily basis, with having to overcome fears and doubt and mental boundaries on a daily basis. I think it would be such a valuable tool. It's something that I'm pushing for to be put into local schools, and I've already done some work in kind of the inner city schools teaching some of this stuff. So I think the more people that I can get in their ear about jiu-jitsu, the better. And hopefully you guys don't get too tired of hearing me talk about it, but I think it's one of the most valuable tools in my whole life, so prepared to hear about it a lot more. Hopefully if I can get even one or two of you to start training jiu-jitsu, then my mission is my goals here are being accomplished. So I'm going to keep going, and I believe I'll start a domino effect that could change the world. Honestly, that's how I believe it. Maybe a little bit romantic. But yeah, I think that that's how it works. I think a lot of people want to say that these things are too big to be accomplished, but I think it all starts with one person. I think you, like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror, you know, and make those changes, and hopefully it'll spread out to the others around me. I usually ask all of my guests, what's one idea, belief, or practice? One idea, belief, or practice that you've recently adopted that you would like to share with the world? And this really isn't, I don't even know if this would qualify for that question. I may be doing a bad job answering my own question, but I think it's like the old cliche to treat others as yourself. You know, if you wouldn't like for someone to treat you how you're treating someone else, then you probably shouldn't treat them that way. And I think that's a huge thing for really mankind as a whole. I see a lot of people, myself included, sometimes treating people in a way that I might not like to be treated. So that's huge for me as well, you know. Treating all the people around me like I want to be treated is a huge thing. And when I do treat others like I would treat myself, I get a much better relationship, level of communication with those people. So I think that that's huge. That's my message to the world. I think that's the answer or the question that I was looking for, is the one question to the world. If you could, or the one statement to the world, if I could pick any one, it would be that one. You know, treat others as yourself. So, yeah, that's my thoughts for today. I hope you guys enjoy them. I hope you're able to take something away from that. If so, like, share, comment on the podcast, subscribe, give me a 5-star rating. All those things will really help me build this platform and get this message out to the masses. So thank you all so much for listening. I love you. Have a great day. And yeah, that's it for today. Tune back in next week. Thank you, guys. Os.
Sponsor Spotlight.
Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes, be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows. All in all, great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Oss!
Shout out to the awesome folks at Hemp Connects, my CBD sponsor out of Boulder, Colorado, run by Matt and Courtney Chandler, awesome people with a vision for health and wellness. A few of the products that I use every day are the tincture oil, ranging from 500 to 1,000 milligrams of full-spectrum CBD. You just apply a few drops under the tongue and you're ready to go. I like to do it at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day to help sleep and to help mood, as well as inflammation and things like that. Another option are the chill pills, which come in a pack of 30, 25 milligram active CBD capsules. Awesome if the oil is not your thing. So those are really good as well. Also, I like the Agape Body Spray, which is a topical rub that is hemp infused with 500 milligrams of CBD, really good for localized pain. So check them out at hempconnects.com/jujitsu. Awesome people with a great cause. Thank you.
All right, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3. My name is Dr. Jeff Ajazi. I'm a practicing chiropractor in Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years. My practice is at 3560 South Boulevard, Suite 100. Come check us out. We're here to take care of you.
We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Green Strength IV, as in Green Strength 4. And then my website is greenstrengthhq.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.